There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
That is Thin Lizzy's The Emerald from 1976. They had come to claim the emerald. Without it, they could not leave. And it could be the watchword for our next guest. He is Dev Shetty, and he's the CEO of Fura Gems. It's a Toronto-listed emerald and ruby mining company, and it has just moved its global headquarters to Dubai. Dev, good morning. Nice to see you.
Good morning.
This is a fascinating story, and I was keen to learn more. So Fura Gems is listed in Toronto. It's got a market cap of about 50 million Canadian dollars, or about 150 million dirhams. So it's a smallish to medium-sized company. You mine rubies in Mozambique and emeralds in Colombia. You've just joined the company. You've been based in London for 10 years, and it's all happening out of Dubai. I'm curious to know why. What's the story?
Thank you. You know, it's quite a fascinating story. With a bit of a background about myself, as you rightly said, I was in London for 10 years. I used to run the world's largest color gemstone mine called Gemfields. I, along with my team in Fura, we were responsible for creating the world's largest emerald mine in Zambia and world's largest ruby mine in Mozambique. So with that in background in mind, I created Fura. As you rightly said, it's listed in Toronto. And it's listed with a ticker FURA.V. We acquired four ruby licenses in Mozambique, and we acquired a iconic emerald mine in Colombia. And why we came to Dubai? And you know, it's sort of a question I kept on asking where the business should be based. And we chose Dubai because of its fantastic infrastructure. Dubai provides a very good connectivity to India. 8 out of 10 emeralds are cut and polished in India. 9 out of 10 rubies are cut and polished in Bangkok. It's 4 hours flight to Bangkok. And it makes the interaction quite easy with the client by being in Dubai. In addition to that, why Dubai? It's because of fantastic infrastructure that Almaz Tower with DMCC provides. Where we are currently based, we'll be making it a single stop destination, not only having a headquarter, but we'll be selling our product in Dubai. All our auction will be happening in Dubai. We are planning to set up a heating facility for treating rubies again in Dubai. Our marketing infrastructure is going to be in Dubai. So Dubai is going to be a single stop destination for everything.
Almaz Tower, one of the finest destinations in Dubai for all the reasons you state, and because the Dubai Eye transmitter is based on the top of that tower. But it's not that that's drawn you there. It's the, as much as the hard infrastructure, it's the soft infrastructure, it's the regulations that DMCC, which stands for Dubai Multi-Commodity Centre up in Jumeirah Lakes Towers, it's the regulations that they've built. Because Almaz Tower there's an awful lot of diamonds in particular that go on there, so the security is there, the regulation is there. How does that compare to mature markets where you've worked, London for the past 10 years or Toronto in Canada?
Yeah, look, I think as you rightly said, Almaz Tower, as it's called, the Diamond Tower, 10 out of 10 diamond guys are based in that tower. The world's best security, I would say, is in Almaz Tower. And basically the infrastructure, you know, being in one single floor, where you can sell your product, you can stock your product, where you can basically also market your product. In one single floor, you don't get a better infrastructure than Almaz Tower.
But in terms of just picking Dubai, I mean, as Rich was saying, you know, you've got tentacles everywhere listed in Toronto. Why did you think when it comes to trade, I need to be in Dubai? I mean, I imagine it's more just because you found that it's more than just good office space.
No, I think there's definitely more than office space. Look, you know, to be honest, initially my thought process was London. I then went to Singapore. I then went to Hong Kong. And I landed up in Dubai. As I said, 10 out of 10 diamond guys are there. All my clients, they come through Dubai. And what I have found, having seen in London and having in my previous life, we used to sell our product in Singapore, we used to sell our product in Zambia, we used to sell our product in India. What we are planning to do and what Almaz Tower in Dubai provides, one single place to sell. My clients from India can travel 2 hours flight. My client from Bangkok can travel 4 hours flight. They don't have to take a long journey like to go to US or to go to Zambia to buy the product. And also the infrastructure, as I said, is fantastic. You know, you don't get that infrastructure with a well secured infrastructure anywhere in the world. And having been in this industry for the last 10 years and having seen so many places, I felt this is the best place to be in.
What does it mean for you tax-wise?
Tax-wise, look, you know, our business is listed in Toronto, and this is an administrative headquarter, and all our investments are basically directly connected to Toronto. So we are basically more like an administrative headquarter. So from tax perspective, there is not much benefit, I would say.
Let's take a step back and look at how Fura was created. It's a new company. You're listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange. And just a couple of days ago, you raised another $12 million, I think it was, through a private placement to help pay for some of these mines. So a year or so ago, you stepped down as the chief operating officer of Gemfields, which is a very large emerald and ruby miner. How did Fura come about? Was this just you and some guys getting together thinking we can do this a bit better, we can do it on our own, and let's raise some venture capital money? How did that all happen?
Look, I think Fura was created with a vision. And our vision was pretty clear that we wanted to focus in the gemstone space. You rightly said I used to work for the largest color gemstone mine. But not many people know that when I joined Gemfields in 2009, Gemfields was basically not a company. It was just a bankrupt company. And I, along with my team, basically created the company right from the scratch. We turned around a business which was basically losing $60 million to market cap it around $500 million. We created the world's single largest emerald mine in Zambia. We went and bought a ruby mine in Mozambique, which was valued at $1 billion from zero. So we acquired in 2012, and 2015 it was valued at $1 billion. In 2016, I got an opportunity basically to set up something on my own. And the whole thought process was basically to focus again in the current space, take our experience and take it to the next level. We chose Colombia as our destination. That's purely because 50% of the world's emerald comes from Colombia. It's the largest by far. And 50% of the volume for rubies comes from Mozambique. It's the largest supplier of rubies. So with that background in mind, I created Fura Gems along with my venture capital partner. It's a private merchant bank, actually, based in Toronto, Forbes and Manhattan. And we together basically created this platform to take it to the next level.
What's the point of differentiation? Your previous company owns ruby and emerald mines them and sells them. You're doing much the same. As a outsider looking in, it looks just like a kind of copycat Me Too industry. Where is the point of differentiation for gemstone mining and marketing?
The biggest differentiation comes from Colombia. Gemfields basically is present in Zambia. And we are launched our business from Colombia. So that you know, Colombia is the world's largest supplier in value term. It's 500 years of history of mining, well-branded product. And basically, Gemfields has been operating in Zambia, and its focus is just to operate in Zambia. So that's the biggest differentiation.
So it's the sourcing of the gems.
Correct.
That's the trick.
Correct.
Notes I've got here in front of me say that you're also melting gems here in Dubai.
No, I think for us, our core strategies will be mining, and we will be selling gemstone in a rough platform. As far as melting is concerned, just to clarify, it's not melting, it's basically heating.
Okay.
The rubies, because of it's a very hard stone, it can be heated as high as 2000 degrees Celsius, provided it is disclosed to the client. And that is quite an important element, that when you heat any gemstone or treat any gemstone, you have to basically disclose. And that is what we are going to do through our marketing platform. Any treatment that you do, you have to disclose.
Why would you heat them? Why do you heat them?
It's because the nature of the ruby is you can make the ruby look better. You can open up the color by heating it at a high degree temperature. And that basically changes the value proposition. And that also makes the ruby more sellable to the client. Provided, again, it has to be disclosed.
It's a fascinating story. We're delighted you're here in Dubai.
Thank
you. Best of luck with that, moving your family over as well, which is always a big move. Come back. Let us know how it's going, because mining emeralds and rubies is one of the most fascinating jobs anyone could have. Dev Shetty is the CEO of Fura Gems. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.